case. George Zimmerman is suing NBC, the television network, alleging that the network defamed him when it edited the recording of his 911 call to police about the death of Trayvon Martin. Zimmerman's attorneys accuse the network of intentionally making Zimmerman sound like a racist. Now, here is the edited version.
This guy looks like he's up to no good. He looks black.
All right, sounds like he's volunteering the issue of race there. Well, listen to the unedited, real conversation.
This guy looks like he's up to no good, or he's on drugs or something. It's raining, and he's just walking around looking about.
Okay, and this guy, is he white, black, or Hispanic?
He looks black.
Firstly, my friends, you have to understand that the media doesn't have the right to lie, to defame, nor do they have a right to put a hit piece out on your ministry, your life, or your families. Which, in fact, that is exactly what MSNBC and Rachel Maddow did concerning my ministry, my life, and even my family.
The You Can Run But You Cannot Hide ministry, which was founded by this handsome fellow.
And not just once, but twice.
With an activist named Bradley Dean. If the name Bradley Dean is familiar to you from the show, it may be that you remember Bradley Dean, like Lou Engel, calling for an upping of the bloodshed in America's culture wars.
Now, the reason that they do this is because they see that you are effective, and in my case, in reaching out to our posterity through doing 350 high school programs throughout the country, and of course, magnifying the laws of our constitutional republic against the crimes that the likes of MSNBC promotes. You see, they want to promote revised and rewritten history that looks just like them, and if it doesn't work for their propaganda machine, well, then they polarize and demonize and attack illegally. This video is a short expose of what the state-run media thinks that they are going to do to them that don't agree with their unconstitutional, therefore unlawful, and un-American communistic ideologies. Case in point, MSNBC's slogan is in fact, Forward, a communistic slogan. Now, one thing that you need to understand before we begin is that the radical homosexual lobby has to attempt to put themselves in the position of victim status to gain the sympathies of the people that are not willing to look any further into their totalitarian methods. Like Kevin Jennings, founder of GLSEN, who wrote the foreword to an elementary school book called Queering Elementary Education, rightly said of bullying that it was nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. In other words, play the victim as you perpetuate the crime. Now, if the radical homosexuals are not creating hate crimes, all crime is motivated by hate, then they are, like Rachel Maddow, putting words into people's mouths to make them out to be the haters while they themselves are the created victims. Hopefully after the video is over with, you will understand why homosexuality was against the law in all 50 states of our union, as was it considered a mental illness all the way up until 1973, and P.S., it still is against the law of our constitutional republic. Read Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution of the United States. Little do the American people realize that the homosexuals are being used as a political battering ram to upend the American Constitution to make way for law which is foreign to us as we the people. Here is the rundown as to how things transpired between myself and MSNBC. On August 9th, 2010, Rachel Maddow and MSNBC took a piece from one of my radio shows which aired on May 15th, 2010, where I said that the Muslims were calling for the execution of the homosexuals in America.
Muslims are calling for the execution of homosexuals in America.
Of course, I made reference to how even Muslims oppose homosexuality under Sharia law, not showing that the Muslims were the standard, but rather to show the hypocrisy of the professed church in America.
They themselves are upholding the laws that are even in the Bible, the Judeo-Christian God, but they seem to be more moral than even the American Christians do.
And at no time did I suggest that I condoned the methods that radical Muslims use to enforce Sharia law, but made this analogy to prod Christians to become more concerned about what's going on in our school.
Here we go.
Revolutionary soldier, judge, legislator, educator, schoolmaster to America, none other than Noah Webster said, "The religion which has introduced civil liberty is the religion of Christ and his apostles. This is genuine Christianity, and to this we owe our free constitutions of government. The moral principles and precepts found in the scripture ought to form the basis of all of our civil constitutions and laws." He goes on, "All the evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Our citizens should early understand that the genuine source of correct Republican principles is the Bible, particularly the New Testament or the Christian religion."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, "You shouldn't rock the boat." Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, well, he was right. And I'm talking about Friedrich Nietzsche. This is crazy. Friedrich Nietzsche, he was a philosopher some time ago, and I'm talking about a century ago, who said humanity is that it refrains from doing all those things that Christ commanded should be done. He had a real issue with the hypocrisy in the church. Isn't that interesting? Friedrich Nietzsche. And it's also interesting to note that he was raised up under and in a ministry family. So we're going to get to him in just a little bit. I want to get through as much as we can before we get to that point. I do want to let you know, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, subscribe to that page, schedule, store. If you want to be a son or daughter of liberty, it's all there. Also, 8 to 10 articles posted every day, given from contributors across the country, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. And folks, if you want to call in, we'd love to hear from you. 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here, John 14:6. Now, folks, I just want to, like I said, get some things out of the way before we get to our topic. And again, I'm hitting topics. I'm reiterating the point of these topics because the topics that we're hitting are the ones that are hitting us the hardest. I mean, look at what's going on right now in the month of June. Your said representative government decided to go ahead and give that which God calls an abomination a pass by giving them a month called Pride Month. I mean, isn't that ridiculous, folks? Absolutely. It's abominable. They're advocating that which the Lord condemns. Again, that's inviting justice, and that's procuring justice unto yourself. And not only that, it's hastening justice. Thomas Watson said, "He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back." And speaking of pride, I want to say it this way. You don't have to give up your intellectual trust concerning the Bible. You just got to give up your pride. And that's what these people hold to, these abominable individuals that make the choice to feed the monster that they have become and which will be judged. Just ask Sodom and Gomorrah in Genesis 18 and 19. Again, with that, friends, I want to cover as much as I possibly can. So this is one of the topics. We know that John Stockwell used to be a former CIA agent, and he has some information he wants to share with all of you. So again, friends, I want you to understand this is coming from the inside out, okay? Again, this is coming from the inside out by former CIA agent John Stockwell. Check this out.
Functioning constitutional democracies in over 20 countries. We manipulated elections in dozens of countries. We created standing armies and directed them to fight. We went after to organize ethnic minorities to encourage them to revolt. The first thing we did in Nicaragua was to go to the Mosquito Indians, who had never gotten along with the other people in Nicaragua very well, and give them more money than they had seen in the entirety of history, and arms and training and rationales and sanctuaries in Honduras.
This is your government, people.
Nicaragua to attack, kill, fight, rape, burn, pillage. And this has been a technique the CIA has used in Nicaragua, in Thailand, in Vietnam, in Laos, in the Congo, in Iran, Iraq with the Kurds, in different parts of the world. We created, trained, and funded death squads like the Treasury Police in El Salvador. And we've assassinated world leaders, including the United States president in 1963. And I'll get to that in more detail in just a moment.
There you go, friends. They just admitted it.
You can never be sure how many people are killed in the jungles of Laos or the hills of Nicaragua. But adding them up as best we can, we come up with a figure of 6 million people killed, minimum figure. It has to be more than that. These things are all done in countries of the third world where the governments don't have the power to force the United States to stop destabilizing the country and brutalizing their people.
Wow, isn't that crazy, friends? A former CIA, John Stockwell, comes out and tells us everything that the media has basically thrown on other world leaders, prime ministers, dictators. They cast into our minds that they're bad, so we use our government to go ahead and topple them and our military to topple them, when in fact it was the CIA that was responsible for creating the war in the first place. Wow. Again, folks, I mean, right out of his own mouth. Maybe that makes sense why we have other individuals from across the world that are also former agents that have come out and said that there's no such thing as an Al-Qaeda. The so-called Al-Qaeda that we see are actually KGs along with Mossad and CIA and raw-led and trained mercenary gangs like the TTP who pose as Islamic jihadists and create justification for global information war and propaganda to launch a new war against another Muslim country, okay? The truth is, there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda. And any informed intellectual officer or intelligence officer knows this. But there is a propaganda campaign to make the people at whole. I'm trying to read this, friends. It's kind of hard to get in so I can see. And he's talking about a propaganda campaign, which is brought about by the United States. And they basically want to create the devil in the minds of the people and basically throw that on the TV watchers to accept a international leadership for a war against terrorists. And the country that's responsible for this is the United States of America. This is former British founding agent Secretary Robin Cook, who mysteriously died as he went up a mountainside with his friends. He just mysteriously died in the process. See, friends, so again, we need to understand and quit playing the fools concerning those that are creating these wars, that are creating these issues that are cast into our minds as if it's always a foreign country, friends. Again, we just showed you, and I want you to see this on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com. John Stockwell was the one that was responsible for sharing that with you. Also wanted to give you another heads up. This is former FBI agent Ted Gunderson, and I want you to hear what he has to say concerning the chemtrails. You can find that in Deuteronomy 28, verse 24. He's no longer with us neither, but I'm going to come right back on the other side, and I want to play a piece from him. These are people that are working inside of these agencies that are letting the world outside of them, those unconstitutional agencies, know and let all of us know who's responsible for the crimes at large. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Francis Turretin said, "Effectual calling is an act of the grace of God in Christ by which he calls men dead in sin and lost in Adam through the preaching of the gospel and the power of the Holy Spirit to union with Christ and to salvation obtained in him."
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. bbsradio.com.
A signer of the Declaration of Independence, a diplomat, governor of Virginia, secretary of state, and the third president of the United States of America. The doctrines of Jesus are simple and tend all to the happiness of man, the practice of morality being necessary for the well-being of society. He, God, has taken care to impress its precepts so indelibly on our hearts that they shall not be effaced by the subtleties of our brain. We all agree in the obligation of the moral principles of Jesus, and nowhere will they be found delivered in greater purity than in his discourses. I am a Christian in the only sense in which he wished anyone to be, sincerely attached to his doctrines in preferences to all others. Thomas Jefferson stated, "I am a real Christian, that is to say, a disciple of the doctrines of Jesus Christ."
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. Tracy, I see you up there. Just give me 1 second. I want to be conclusive with my point here. And then in the process of doing that, I will pick up your phone call. I want to go over, I first showed you John Stockwell basically highlighting the crimes of the CIA. And notice how the mainstream media has been used as accomplices to cover for the conspirators. In fact, Jeremiah 11:9, because he told you all of those people the media blamed for crimes against America, against humanity, so on and so forth. He showed you exactly who is responsible for casting that into your minds and who is responsible for the crime in fact. And it was the CIA, who, again, as I highlighted yesterday, was named by none other than the buck stops here president, Mr. Harry Truman, who said that the back in 1947, he would have had nothing to do with it had he known that the CIA was the American version of the Gestapo. Americans, I mean, come on, paper, you know, Operation Paperclip, where they took 1,800 war criminals from Germany, brought them over here, renamed them, put them under a different alias, and then they put them in federal government positions like NASA, and the list goes on. America, this is what is going on here. This isn't a third world country. What they're saying about other countries and their governments is exactly what we're doing to them and what they're also doing to us, because whatever you let them do to other countries, you better rest assured they're going to do it to you sooner or later. And it's exactly what they're doing. Speaking of which, I'm going to go ahead and pull up Ted Gunderson here, and he's talking about what? The chemicals that they're spraying down that used to be, in the minds of the people, a conspiracy theory. Now everybody knows it to be true concerning all of us theorists. Concerning chemtrails. Listen to this.
Otherwise known as chemical trails, are being dropped and sprayed throughout the United States, in England, Scotland,
Ted Gunderson, former
Ireland,
FBI,
Northern Europe, and I have personally seen them not only in the United States but in Mexico and Canada. Birds are dying around the world. Fish are dying by the hundreds of thousands around the world. This is genocide. This is poison. This is murder.
It's in the congressional record as well, people.
Nations.
And you're funding the United Nations.
Within our society that's doing this must be stopped. I happen to know of two of the locations where the airplanes are that dump this crap on us. Four of the planes are out of Air National Guard Lincoln, Nebraska, and the other planes are out of Fort Still, Oklahoma. I personally have observed the planes that were standing still in Nebraska, Lincoln, Nebraska, at the Air National Guard. They have no markings on them. They're huge bomber-like airplanes.
Which is illegal in America.
This is a crime. Crime against humanity, crime against America, crime against the citizens of this great country. They must be stopped. What is wrong with Congress? This has an effect on their population,
yep,
and
yep,
their people and their friends and their relatives and themselves. What's wrong with them? What's wrong with the pilots who are flying these airplanes? They're dumping this crap, this poison, on their own families. Somebody has to do something about it. Somebody in Congress has to step forward and stop it now. Thank you. I'm Ted Gunderson.
Okay, folks. So, again, this is coming directly from those inside of these agencies calling out who the perpetrators are within our government. We got Tracy calling from Long Island. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
You know what? It's got, I got an echo. So.
No, that was me. I was just playing with you, Tracy. It's all yours, my friend.
You sure?
I'm sure.
I still got the echo.
Okay.
But anyway, hey, back to the ISIS. You know, you were talking about Hezbollah or
yep.
What's the other one?
Al Qaeda.
You know, the brick daubers.
Al Qaeda.
Al Qaeda. Yeah. What's the other one? Jihad. I mean, what's a jihad?
Yeah, that's where they base.
What is hod?
Yeah, right. Okay, so what's your point, Trace?
So ISIS is Egypt. You know, that's. So you got the Egyptian god. You got Israel. An El, you know, they proclaim that it's God. So you got the moon and the sun as God.
Oh, okay. Okay, your point, Tracy.
My point is that 13:17 Revelations.
Yep.
And what does it say?
I know what it says.
Yeah. Okay. So how many letters are in it? You mentioned He God.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I remember having this conversation with Tracy before, and it's like, I am not going to sit on this radio show and proclaim a gloom and doom message. Listen, I'll show you what's going on. I'll bring the people that are telling you what's going on that are credible. If it's not the person itself actually telling on themselves, we do it here all the time with the morning show, the afternoon show. But I'll tell you this, friends, my message is one of hope. It is not gloom and doom. And I've shared with you before, if it's gloom and doom, friends, and there's no hope, it's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. What I have in my heart, friends, is the fact that we can do this, but I can't do this by myself, and nor does the Lord intend for me to do it by myself. And if he does, it'll get done. And we've been doing our part for a long time in plowing the row in which he's established for this ministry to plow. But again, I'm not going to just sit here and highlight all the bad guys and what they're doing. And if I'm recollecting right, I had shared with Tracy last time when he called, you know what? I personally am sharing this information to basically incite the people to stand up and righteously deal with the bad guys. That's what our forefathers told us to do. Show the people the violations, the transgressions of law, and put it into the hands of the people to respond. And if they don't respond, that's on them. If they do respond, praise God. We have a future and a hope. So it's for the people to respond as to what's going on. But I'm not going to sit here and leave a message with anybody that watches this show or listens to this show that there's nothing that we can do about what's going on by highlighting what the bad guys are doing in the sense of leaving it there. Now, listen, I do want to say this. Live your life in such a way where the bad guys are worried about how you live your life. That is a Christian. Outside of that, that's a lack of Christianity. They're hearers only, deceiving themselves, okay? We're doers of the word, not hearers only. We're actually ones that believe. And if we look at Hebrews 11:32, we can see the heroes of the faith in the New Testament and how the Lord ordained them and was with them and gave them the victory over all of their enemies. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be shouting it down, shouting me down, in fact, saying, Bradley Dean, bring it down, Brother Dean, bring it down. That's what we're doing here. Live your life where the enemies of righteousness are afraid of how you live your life, not the other way around. Just want to make clear, okay? I want to show you this, going back to the old past, per se, if you want to take it that way. But look, I got a picture in front of everybody right now, affiliates, of two teenagers in 1973. And what it is two teenagers sitting there at the door with their rifles. Remember, in public schools throughout the United States, back in the 70s, going back to the 60s, the 50s, the 40s, the 30s, if you were in a public school, it seemed that everybody seemed to have a shotgun in the back of their pickup window. That was the norm, people. That was the norm. But let me highlight what I have here. In 1973, a teacher are guarding a Delaware high school after someone called in a shooting threat during a morning class. Juniors and seniors and teachers went to their cars and trucks to grab their guns and guard the doors between classes. No shooter, friends, ever arrived. Did you hear what I said? Now you have agencies, friends, that if they even hear a hint of anything, man, they just descend on those schools and they make a turkey shoot out of whatever's going on in that particular situation. We don't need them. We need the American people to be reasonable and to take their government back within themselves and govern themselves and arm themselves to handle whatever may come their way. That's who we are, and that's what we've always been. What you're seeing on the scene today, friends, concerning these agencies and the SWAT team and the so on and so forth, the ATF, you get the point. Folks, no. No, we can arm ourselves. We don't need, as you love to be called Big Brother, we don't need Big Brother taking care of us. No, you're the problem. I mean, look at all the gun-free zones that we have in America today. Did you know that 97% of all mass shooters are looking for gun-free zones? And I would strongly suggest to the American people in putting our government in the position that it needs to be on the offensive and not on the defensive is the American people need to hold the said representatives accountable for every individual that was murdered in a gun-free zone. That's how we used to do it. Boy, oh boy, would I love to be a part of that. And folks, we can be. But we have to take our government back in the process. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
John Dickinson stated, all artful rulers who strive to extend their power beyond its just limits endeavor to give their attempts as much resemblance or semblance of legality as possible. And when we look to Ephesians 4:14, we can see exactly where John Dickinson extracted the light from that exposes the darkness when making his point. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction, so it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and sonsofliberty.com bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence. Bradley knows American history.
The straw man.
Tune into Bradley's powerful and informative radio show, and you too will understand the importance of America's true Christian heritage.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
We should be inexcusable to God, to our posterity, to the whole world, if we hesitated a single moment in asserting our right and repelling the attacks of lawless power. Reverend Peter Thacker. President Theodore Roosevelt said, to announce that there must be no criticism of the president, or that we are to stand by the president, right or wrong, is not only unpatriotic and servile, but it is morally treasonable to the American public. Nothing but the truth should be spoken about him or anyone else. But it is even more important to tell the truth, pleasant or unpleasant, about him than about anyone else.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Okay, 281-845-4704. Well, he was right. We'll get to that in just a moment. Wanted to highlight this, and I think everybody obviously knows what's going on. There's a lot of people trying to figure out, why is it that we have a Pride Month? Why are we advocating not which what the Lord condemns? Well, if you can see on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, here's the issue. And it's been going on for a long time in this country. We all know this, right? But Trump retweets video praising himself as the most gay president or pro-gay president in history. Okay, so if you want to see why the apple doesn't fall too far from the wicked tree, just consider the source. I guess that's how you make America great again, is by doing that which the Lord condemns and condoning it. That's craziness, isn't it? Yeah. I want to show you this, and again, I want you to see this, but I want you to remember concerning Sodom and Gomorrah, remember that the modern-day Rothschilds Israel today is this month doing the largest gay pride parade in the history of the Middle East, right outside of Sodom and Gomorrah. No joke. No joke. Okay? And the rainbow, for those that are uneducated, isn't a celebration of sin or what the Lord calls an abomination. It's a reminder of God's righteous judgment of sinners. You know, it's one of the things that I was almost going to go towards today for this show. I did an article on none other than Bonnie and Clyde. There was a movie out that was really good. It was premised on the true stories. I love documentaries and I love true stories. And one of those things was concerning Bonnie and Clyde is I watched the movie, which was factually spot on. And I wanted to do a video on it and just kind of share with people because I have a channel where to educate people, bringing forth the resolve to the issues. And I've got about 200 of them on sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side of the page. And with that, I ended up doing a video. And I just started to recollect that during the time of Bonnie and Clyde and the crimes that they were guilty of committing, isn't it interesting how the mainstream media during that particular time back in the 20s and the 30s were basically following them around? It was like the devil was glorifying his little minions of hell. I mean, she was, as a matter of fact, Bonnie herself, friends, was being, what do I want to say? She was being copied by the women from coast to coast in the United States of America. They were emulating her. And why were they emulating her? They were copying her and the fashion that she was setting with the help of the mainstream media. It also kind of reminds me of Al Capone. You notice how gangsters love to glorify Al Capone, who is an absolute devil, is what he was. Everything about him was wrong, but they glorify him. Or what about Bugsy Siegel? I mean, the list goes on. Hollywood loves to glorify Satan's minions, doesn't he? Well, Bonnie and Clyde just happened to be that as well. So what I did, going back to them, I ended up doing a video on Bonnie and Clyde. And my wife said to me, well, what are you doing that for? I said, well, most people in their carnal minds are thinking that I'm highlighting and glorifying these devils. I said, I'm not. What I want to show people is what the Lord didn't tolerate concerning Bonnie and Clyde and how their end and how they met their end. In other words, how the Lord brought justice to them on that back road. That's what I wanted people to see in Louisiana. I wanted people to see that the Lord doesn't play. I wanted people to understand that the devil can run free, the people can glorify him, but it's just a matter of time before they face off with the God that they hate. That's what I wanted to share with people. In America, you're doing the same thing by what it is that you're tolerating. By you being an accomplice to the crime of giving a pass to these sodomites and these lesbians, who the Lord said he gave them over to their own minds, that's why they're dressing up as animals. That's why they're creating furies. That's why some schools in the United States actually have kitty litter boxes, because some of these kids, a reflection of their sick-minded individuals, and I'm talking about their parents, Luke 7:35, are acting as animals, because people don't understand. There's no holds barred with these people. There's no limit to what they won't do. Yesterday, I'd highlighted the fact that if you look at the top six murderers in the United States of America, that's not including Jeffrey Dahmer, they were all gay. They were all sodomites. The top murderers in America were all sodomites. Do you think maybe we should learn something from that? And you know what's even crazier about that? Less than 1.7% of the population is gay, as they call it. How is it that the 99% of the people sit back and allow this? Or should I say 99.3%? How is it that they sit back and tolerate this, all the while knowing statistically what it's all about? Here, I have it right in front of me. 33% of homosexuals admits to minor adult sex. This is what senators are trying to normalize. Oh, and I want to make clear, y'all understand, this is Gay Pride Month, they say. No, it's not. It's not Gay Pride Month at all. This is what they're proud of. They're proud of the crimes that they've committed against children. That's what it is. And the people let it go. They give it a pass. There's a notable homosexual group consisting of thousands of members known as the North American Man-Boy Love Association. This is a child-molesting homosexual group where their cry is sex before eight, before it's too late. This group can be seen marching in most major sodomite parades across the United States of America. Oh, I'm not done yet. Homosexuals commit 33% of all reported child molestations in the United States of America. 73% of all sodomites have had sex with boys under 19 years of age. Many homosexuals admit that they are pedophiles. The love between men and boys is at the foundation of homosexuality. Don't ask me, ask them. And at least 20% of homosexuals approve sex between children and adults. Shame on America. Shame on America. And because homosexuals can't reproduce naturally, they resort to recruiting children, where sodomites can be heard chanting 10% is not enough. They're always embellishing the truth, friends. 10% is not enough. Recruit, recruit, recruit in their homosexual parades. A group called the Lesbian Avengers prides itself, no pun intended, on trying to recruit young girls. They point, we recruit, now listen carefully, on their literature. And some other homosexuals aren't as overt about this as they are, but rather try to infiltrate society and get into positions where they will have access to the malleable minds of young children. Wow. The Lesbian Avengers, friends. Boy, isn't that amazing? Isn't it also amazing that when you read Romans 1 and go to 26 to the end of the chapter, isn't it interesting how the girl acts out? One of them has to be a boy. And one of them's the girl, but they're both girls or both boys. Isn't that sick? And I highlighted this last week, friends, because I just want to give them, I wanted to give them the due accolade that they're asking for. Not the way that they asked for it, of course. But the Boy Scouts of America, BSA acronym, reached a historic $2.46 billion bankruptcy settlement to compensate survivors of child sexual abuse. This coming from Boy Scouts. Just thought I'd throw that in there, friends. Had to make sure everybody understood what's going on here. You guys all know that Barack Obama, right? Outside of the fact that he's a foreigner, don't ask me, just ask Tim and ask Michael, his wife, as he would have you believe. And Michael came out and said she was a transgender male. Just like we tried to tell you for years before that. I was even friends with the drummer from Prince, and he just happened to be a black dude. And of course, because I highlighted the fact that those that wanted to believe that Michelle was a woman, I said, this is a man. He unfriended me in the process. And I thought, well, that's fine. If I ever see Michael again, I'm going to set the record straight and say, hey, what about that? Oh, Mikey came out and admitted to the world, just like Barack did. But did you know that Barack Obama actually planted over 225 sodomites into government positions? So when a president is out and then there's a new one in, people don't realize that those bureaucracy employees, they stay. See, by people in this country advocating, or should I say again, giving a pass to the sodomites, do you realize that it's these sort of people that are going to be used against you for judgment? And it's exactly what's going on. It's exactly what's going on. Americans, they hate God. And they want you to believe that we're haters for loving God and obeying his commandments and exposing their crimes. Romans 3:20. They had the role backwards. Remember King David said, I was hated for my love. Remember Jesus said, you're going to be hated for my namesake. Remember he said, this is my commandment that you love one another. But if the world hates you, right? You know that it hated me before it hated you. Why are we hated? Because we established God's law by faith. Romans 3:31. We never abrogated it. Matthew 5:17. No, we uphold the law and we condemn the crime in the criminals for the crimes that they choose to commit. And that's exactly what used to happen in the United States of America. I've shared with you before, friends, even if you committed the act of sodomy, let's say in Rhode Island back in 1961, you'd be thrown in prison for up to 20 years. Our forefathers used to hang them. And if you look at scripture, that's exactly where they got it from. Just want to make clear. But this is what they're proud of. And all of you that give them a green light, congratulations. You're opening the door wider so they can continuously attack children. Tomorrow, I'll probably highlight this for you, how they love to self-inflict. And then what they do is they accuse the innocent of the crimes that they're guilty of self-inflicting. They call them hate crimes. Yeah. Anyways, we're going to come back and I'm going to touch off on this, friends, because it's one of those things that you need to hear. It's about Friedrich Nietzsche, who asked the question, what's wrong with Christianity? And again, I'm just here to tell you it's a lack thereof. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hello, folks. This is Judah, son of Bradley Dean. I'm sure you've heard of people talking about making a difference, or maybe even thought the same thing yourself. Well, I can tell you from firsthand experience, traveling the nation and growing up with my dad and family, doing high school assemblies, churches, colleges, and universities, that the Sons of Liberty does just that, make a difference. Traveling across the nation and doing events, I can't tell you how many people's eyes have been opened to the truth of America's founding and Christian values, to see the youth of America's hope for the nation restored and know that they have a future, or even just having that person come up and tell you what a difference the Sons of Liberty has made in their lives and how they drew courage from our example to now take a stand themselves. We bring you hard rock hitting truth of the daily issues of America with a biblical and constitutional resolve, along with weighing out every issue on those two pillars. If you're tired of hearing people's lip service or playing the paper tiger but tuck tail and run when it's time to act, then come join us at the Sons of Liberty, where we preach the truth, make a difference, and put actions to our words. Consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty to help support us and join our mission to restore America back to where she was founded.
BBSRadio.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. So I want to hit this because it's important that we do. You know, Friedrich Nietzsche, he was a philosopher. He was raised up in a ministry family. And he asked the question. He just wanted to know, It just makes no sense whatsoever in any sense of the word. Nobody can rationalize it because it's irrational. But it is very rational through the eyes of the Spirit. And what he said, and I want people to see this and hear this, he said, what is wrong with Christianity? He said, it is that it refrains from doing all those things Christ commanded should be done. Well, isn't it safe to say that, again, common sense comes into play here to say that it's a lack of Christianity? I just got done telling some people. I see a guy online, as a matter of fact, who's constantly talking about Christians and why they allow this. And I said to him, why don't you quit pointing your finger at Christians for what Christ condemns? That's a lack of Christianity. And remember, our example that we had set before us, Hebrews 13:7, that we're to follow those that went before us in the faith. And if Jesus, Hebrews 12:2, is the author and the finisher of our faith, then we follow him. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than himself. Look it through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Oh my goodness, it's continuous. Isn't it interesting how today, when we think of Christianity, it's almost like, oh, we don't do that anymore. We don't live that way anymore. We don't preach that anymore. Like when others sin, you're to rebuke before all that others may fear. 1 Timothy 6. No, we don't want to do that. No. We want to erase from our minds scripture like 2 Timothy 3:16, where it tells us that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. Do you want to know for what? Well, I'm going to tell you. For reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. You see professors doing just the exact opposite of what Christ commanded them to do. Therefore, it shows you that they're not his. They're not his. That is a lack of Christianity more than it is anything else. Let me go back to this. Friedrich Nietzsche, I hope I'm saying that the right way. What is wrong with Christianity? He says it is that it refrains from doing all those things that Christ commanded should be done. Doesn't it tell us in 1 John 2:6, which comes to my aid, that says he knoweth him and he who is supposed to follow him is supposed to do the things that he does? Yeah. It's exactly what he says. Here, matter of fact, let me go ahead and pull this up because I want you to see for yourself what Bradley is talking about. And it's in 1 John chapter 2, verse 6. And I'm pulling it up right now and I want you to see it. Social media platforms. What does it say, friends? It says, he that saith he abideth, Christians, or those that claim that they're born of the Spirit of God, John 3:3, he that saith he abideth in him, in Christ, ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Okay, so if they don't walk according to the way that he walked, it just means that they're not his. And we can go back to 1 John 2:4, which comes to my aid, where it tells us, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Matter of fact, let me show you this one as well on social media platforms. I want you to see it for yourselves. Because we all understand that Jesus came into the world to manifest himself to destroy the works of the devil. So many people that call themselves Christians that don't keep his commandments are of the devil. And we see that Christ came into the world and manifested himself to destroy that devil, right? Look at this. 1 John 3:6, what does it say, friends? Come on, we can say it. Whosoever abideth in him, in Christ, sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. So what is Jesus saying? He's saying those that abide in him, they walk, they talk, they act just like him. Because they're quickened by the same Holy Spirit to do the things that he's leading them to do, Romans 8:14. Not otherwise, because he says right after that, but whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither have they known him. And what happens when I go down just a couple scriptures and I see 1 John 3:9? What does it say right there? It says, whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remain in him. It remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Hey, folks, if you say that you're saved and that grace that you've been saved by hasn't changed you, you can rest assured that you're not saved. If grace hasn't changed you, it hasn't saved you. If there's no regeneration and renewing, you're not his. It's just that simple. Go to Titus 3:5 as well. Let me also show you something because I'm talking to my radio affiliates right now. And I want you to see this. And I'm going over to Titus 1:16 because it doesn't get any clearer than this. And I'm answering Frederick Nietzsche's objective and why he's asking the question, why is it that Christians don't keep the commands of the Lord and yet they call themselves Christians? Well, I guess you're seeing on display here, friends, a full exhibition of a carnal mind. Because again, common sense comes into play. Let me go over to none other than Titus 1:16, and I want to ask you, what does it say, friends? It says, they can profess whatever they want to. But he said, they profess that they know God, but in works, they deny him, Christ, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work, they're reprobates. You know what the word reprobate means, friends? It means they've been abandoned to their sin. You know what sin is, friends? The transgression of God's law, 1 John 3:4. You know what Jesus said concerning those that continue on in their sin? He said they're going to die in their sin. And guess where sinners go, friends? Do you understand? You reap what you sow. So, again, let's go back to Mr. Frederick Nietzsche, who had a real problem with a lack of Christianity. Well, you know what's interesting is if you see someone not practicing what the faith preaches, don't you think that we should all the more double down and make up for the others concerning what it is that they have left off? Absolutely. Frederick Nietzsche, the philosopher, said, what is wrong with Christianity is that it refrains from doing all those things that Christ commanded should be done. That is not Christianity. I say it all the time, friends. I say it all the time. There's too many people out there that are hearers only, and they're deceiving themselves. They have no idea the doctrines of Christ, and yet they call themselves Christians. I mean, I wonder if you could find that in the Islamic world. I wonder if you could find that amongst Buddhists. If I just went over and started talking to them, and let's say I just randomly went through whatever it is concerning the doctrines of men, concerning the Buddhist faith, and I just went through a page and said, hey, what does this mean? And they had no idea what I was saying to them. Would you say to them that they were genuine? Would you call them a sincere Buddhist? Or how about one of those lunatics called a Hare Krishna? If they don't even know their own doctrines, how is it that they claim to be what they claim to be? Doesn't that apply to Christianity? That goes to Zen? That goes to everything else? No, you must know concerning the doctrine. And that was the first thing Jesus said that we are supposed to know. And I want to say this, when you look at the third commandment, friends, you need to understand the Lord said, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. That means you better practice what you preach. Doesn't just mean you walking around JC-ing it or GD-ing it. No, that's a part of it as well. But the Lord's going to hold you accountable to your profession. And if you're a hypocrite, he is not going to leave himself without witness on your behalf by exposing you for who you are, because you are one that in fact hates him. And the Bible says in Deuteronomy 7:10 that God is not slack to those to repay them to their face, and he's talking about those that hate him. My goodness, friends, Jesus said in John 14:21, he that saith, I know him and keepeth my commandments, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will come unto him, and we'll make our abode with him. Let me go back to the third commandment. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Did you hear that? For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. This is why America is becoming a laughing stock. An absolute byword, a proverb. People are walking by saying, what is going on with that country? They claim to be this, but yet when we look at their doctrine, we don't see them acting accordingly. And what is the Lord doing? He's testifying to the face of the hypocrites that you can go ahead and call yourself whatever you want to call yourself, but my judgment is upon you, and this is exactly why, because of your hypocrisies. Love you by what we do. We seriously do. Check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com. Check out the store, friends. Your orders go out first thing in the morning. 1 John 3:18.